Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and I am certainly going to be getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. We are going to be up in Greenmount Station in beautiful Hampstead, right next to the OTB and the bowling alley. Got it all going on up there in Carroll County. That'll be on the 5th. That is next Thursday. And then on the 13th, we're back at Fadley's in Lexington Market. We punted on our show from the 28th, moved to 2 weeks. Till times get better at Camden Yards, I'm at least hoping. Times are already better because I love having this guy on. He is a communicator of all things communications for the Maryland Lottery. Usually John Martin is riding shotgun with me, the executive director, but he has left the reins here post Memorial Day. And like, we're not even playing the Pirates and the Ravens and Steelers aren't playing each other, although there is a Ravens Steelers related lottery story. We welcome Seth Elkin back on my baseball Kimosabi. You know, I like having you on, and I liked it a lot more when the Orioles were good the last 2 years than I'm really enjoying it right now. I know we're going to do home run riches and all that stuff, but you're a lifelong baseball guy, even though you're a struggling Pittsburgh Pirates fan. Have you ever seen anything like this with this Orioles team? I mean, this has really been something to witness this over the last 8 weeks, and just kind of shocking from a, you feel like nothing can shock you in baseball, but this team being in last place is a little shocking.
Well, when you're a Pirates fan and you're 53 years old and your team has only had 18 winning seasons in your lifetime, nothing really shocks you that much. I try to give the Orioles a little bit of benefit of the doubt. I mean, look, this team's been decimated by pitching injuries. You haven't had Grayson Rodriguez. You haven't had Kyle Bradish. You lost your best starting pitcher to free agency, which I think everybody knew was going to happen. You lost your best power hitter to free agency. So, you know, it stands to reason that things were not going to be quite right with this team this year. I mean, that's the way you had to approach it coming into the year. But yeah, it's been frustrating to watch. And you know, certainly we're hoping to see some home runs. We may get a chance here at the end of May. With one of the weaker teams in baseball coming to town. I'm looking at the schedule and when I see White Sox.
I just keep thinking at some point they're going to start hitting a lot of home runs, start hitting something other than 1 for 14 with runners in scoring position. At some point there's going to be some weavers. And I hope there's more grand slams because I'm hoping that John Martin has disappeared this week to go figure out the money for the grand slams that we're not hitting right now.
Yeah, to find the $5,000 that we're going to need every time a Grand Slam gets hit. So, nonetheless, in spite of all of this, the Home Run Riches contestant of the game promotion rolls on.
All right, I
And
knew two of them in the month of May. How many am I going to know in June?
what's
Names of the winners of the of
that?
like seriously, I saw Siriopoulos up there. I'm like, I know them.
We
You
actually
know, I even mispronounced their name, so it's
we
great.
just drew the winners for the month of June, and you can find them on our website. But the thing I'm excited about is this last series in May when the White Sox are in town, because I think we might see some balls fly out of the ballpark. The White Sox are not very good.
We
And
need more hot air. We need, you know, not that I'll help our pitching as well, but like as long as at this point we're in last place, all I want them to do is run you folks at the Maryland Lottery ragged with home run riches and at least hit some solo home runs, hit some cheapos when they're down 10 runs in the eighth inning, hit a couple. That's all. Just let's start giving some money away.
let's cheer for these three people who are contestants of the game for that White Sox series. That's what I got
All
circled
right,
on my
let's go.
calendar.
Let's go.
We get the May 30th game is Matthew Conlon from Laurel, and then you got Wayne Clark from Barton on May 31st, and then the June 1st game against the White Sox is Matthew Harold from Perry Hall. He's the first winner for June, which we just drew
I
here.
probably know Matthew Harold. Matt Harold, sure. I know. I have to know Matt, right? Perry Hall. I know a lot of my kid went to the hall, Perry
There
Hall.
you go. So, and we've got the rest of them posted. We get the Orioles will go out on the West Coast after that. They'll go to Seattle, and I'm about to say Oakland. It's not Oakland anymore. It's where are they playing? Stockton or
Sacra somewhere.
Sacramento?
Yeah,
Or
I don't know.
I will never say Vegas A's. I'm just not going to do it. That green and gold to me is always going to be Oakland. But that's where the Orioles are headed, and we'll have some more chances for people to win. Veronica Mokum from Riverdale, John Morris from Windsor Mill. And Mark Bain from Habit of Grace will have a chance in those first few days of June as the Orioles go to Seattle for that series. So,
So what was the town on the second guy again? You gave me a town I didn't know. It was there was
Barton, Wayne Clark from Barton,
Barton,
Maryland.
Maryland. Well, I got to look up where Barton, Maryland is, just
You're
because
going to Google it quicker than I will.
I need to know. There's a firehouse. Oh my goodness! It is. It's in the area that's been heavily damaged by the floods. It's right by Western Port. It is literally. You ready for this? It's the next town down from Lona Coning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, that's almost like a baseball community over there. We got the Lefty Grove statue, right? I mean, people don't know that. The Lefty Grove Memorial Park is in Lona Coning. So that town that you just gave me there, Barton, it's just south of Moscow. Or I don't know if they might maybe pronounce it Moscow. I'm not sure how they pronounce it. But it's right above Western Port, which is where I did some fly fishing out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour 2 summers ago.
Well, we're cheering for all of these people. Let's especially cheer for Wayne Clark, because, like you say, that area has been through a lot in these last couple of weeks. But let's see if we can bang some home runs out of the ballpark against the White
Please,
Sox. I'm looking
please
forward to
flood the ballpark with home runs is what is the
that.
kind of floods we need. Seth Elkin is here. He is with the Maryland Lottery. And we're giving tickets away. We're out. We're doing scratch offs. We're doing all that stuff. But I want to get to winner stories here because we haven't hit enough home runs. We've talked about last place. We talked about the Pirates. I want to get some winner stories. And I know you're fond of Yins and Nat and Danton in Pittsburgh, and you being a Maryland Lottery representative for a long time, you take some special pride in this Ravens competition when a Steelers fan wins and wins big. So I'm going to give you the floor. This is probably why you're here this week because there's been a shift in the tectonic plates with the Maryland Lottery and the Ravens scratch off 10X, right?
Well, yeah, we the Ravens tickets from that were launched, last summer, are still out there for sale. It takes a while to sell through them. And we actually had two Ravens times 10 winners of the $200,000 top prize on that ticket. And one of them, as you mentioned, was from Hagerstown. And once you get out in that part of Maryland, it becomes Steelers territory.
It's
Hagerstown.
conflicted. It really is. They also have the former mayor of Hagerstown, who now works for the governor. She's a specials commissioner for opioid addiction in the state. She was a former mayor of Hagerstown, and she sends me poop texts when the Commanders do well. So there's a Commanders presence out there too. There is. I just want to say that. They are the other team, the other state team.
For the time being, until they move back to DC, which is on the
By the
horizon
way, I went
in
down to
years.
that stadium a couple weeks ago and I parked right in the Planet Fitness lot. I saw AC/DC. It's not the greatest stadium, but like I was happy to be there that night. So I don't go often. You know that. I don't make that burgundy and I don't do that burgundy and gold thing. But we are a conflicted state. I mean, if you go up to you mentioned Havre de Grace, cross the bridge, go up to Elkton, you'll see Eagles fans.
Yep.
And we see all that in Ocean City. But the Steelers thing, sort of the original sin for me, even more so than Joe Gibbs or John Riggins.
Now, Western Maryland, you're going to find some Steelers fans in there. Was one in Hagerstown that bought that Ravens times 10 ticket anyway, and I'm pretty sure he's glad he did, even though he's a Steelers fan. I personally would not want to be handling Ravens tickets. I'm a Steelers fan. I try to keep it black and gold around here, but he picked up that ticket and he was a $200,000 winner. On the winning the top prize on that ticket. And then we had another one to balance it out. We had another one from Baltimore who claimed last week as well. So you balance it out. You get a Steelers fan. We got Pittsburgh Steelers into a headline of one of our winner stories, which is always a coup for me when we can do that. But then
Enjoy it while you can. It's the off season. You don't
we
have a
had a
quarterback.
Baltimore we had a
Who's your
Baltimore
quarterback?
resident too. So we balance it out.
I
And
got.
you're probably right because I probably won't have much to say about the Steelers, and whoever they're managed to be have playing at quarterback, when the season begins later this year. So I'm enjoying it while I can, as you say.
I haven't won anything lately, so I want you to continue with. I mean, last place, we don't play football for 4 months here, right? So there's no, I mean, even Caitlin Clark was supposed to come to Baltimore this week and she's injured. So, like, I Maryland lost to Cornell and LaCrosse. I mean, we have not, this has been poopy. The weather's been awful. I mean, the only good thing that's happened to me is a couple of concerts lately. I need more winners stories from you. So give me something. Tell me something good here because I saw a story on the website about somebody almost threw away a $1 million ticket. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you hear, and it almost sounds like a cliche, right? But this actually happened to somebody. There was a guy who's a resident of Columbia, And he was he's a truck driver, and he was stopped at the travel centers. I forget the name of the rest stop on I-95 in Elkton. And he stopped and bought a couple of things, bought a couple of scratch off tickets, and one of them was a $20 Monopoly times 100 scratch off that he scratched it off, and he didn't think it was a winner, and temporarily at least he tossed it in the trash.
No. Yeah, no. You gotta download the app. Don't do that. Don't
Well,
do that.
it turns out he must have done that, or he must have realized, hey, you know what? Let me take a closer
He
look
threw it in the
because
trash.
he grabbed it, he grabbed it back after he did that and said, let me take a closer look. And he did exactly what you mentioned. He got the Maryland Lottery app, he scanned it, and it said, take ticket to lottery. And that is the message that you want to see
See,
because
it's my app right here, and right here is a little scan button at the bottom, and it's all this technology. It's amazing. I had a couple of guests this week struggle with getting on Zoom because they were a little older, figuring stuff out. The technology available here to be able to scan tickets when I hand them out, people come up, Coco's, wherever I am. Next week I'm gonna be at Greenmount Station. Hey, did I win? Give me your ticket. Boop. And the fun part is when you win here, you don't just get the money and it feels nice to win. You get balloons, you get you're a winner. You know what I mean? You get to feel like a real winner when you do. Now, I will say it's the other thing. It's almost like the Family Feud, you know, you hear the little buzzer when not a winning ticket. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still win, because that's what I'm going to let you talk about second chances too.
Yeah, well, the really cool thing about the app, I think, is that it does tell you the exact dollar amount of what you've won. So on any winning ticket, when you scan it, it's going to tell you not only that it's a winner, it's going to say, here's how much. And it takes
So
the
this
guessing.
guy said 200 grand, or did it say no, you want you called a lottery? Did it say
Yep,
that?
it says that you gotta come to the lottery to claim the prize, but it does show you the winning amount. So you when you scan that ticket, it's going to tell you it takes all the guesswork out of it. You can do that from wherever you are. Download it to your phone. It's available no matter what kind of phone you got, Android or iPhone, and you can have that in the palm of your hand. You can be on your couch. You can be in your car as this guy probably was, or in his truck, and you can scan your ticket and find out what you've won immediately. But as you mentioned, if your ticket is not a winner, it's can be entered into My Lottery Rewards, which is how we run all of these second chance contests that we have. We've got actually, I was just looking this morning. I think we've got five different second chance promotions that are active right now. So any with the scratch off tickets is any non-winning ticket can be entered to earn you some points at least, and certain tickets are attached to scratch off or attached to second chance contests. Currently, we've got the Let's Make a Deal ticket, which you can win cash prizes, and five people are going to win a trip to Los Angeles
This
to.
is good. We've been running the ads lately for Let's Make a Deal, and I'll be honest with you. We've talked about this. Back to the Future. I know the series. Last year we did some Game of Thrones. Not my thing. Don't worry about it. Let's Make a Deal. Like, I liked that show when I was a kid, and Monty Hall and dressing up and all that. I can be honest with you and say I didn't know the show was still like running. So this promotion gives you a chance, and we had local winners. John told me last week we have people like going out to LA. Great trip. I mean, just a great trip in general. Maybe the Dodgers are in town when you go out, whatever. But you go to the studio, and this is where like the Let's Make a Deal thing, for anybody that knows, this is where you can, like, instead of getting these banana baseball tickets, just dress up like a giant banana or a peach if you want. Be there, be any kind of fruit you want to be a tree, be whatever you want to be.
That's going to be the fun part of this trip, I think. It's a really great prize. You're going to spend a couple of days in Los Angeles. Part of the prize is a trip to a costume shop to pick out a costume to wear in the
What?
audience
I didn't
for
know
Let's Make a Deal.
this.
Yeah. So it's
Oh, even better.
going to be a lot of fun. With the first trip winner has been selected. It was Wallace Thrash from Clinton, which is in Prince George's County. And then we had four winners of $5,000 prizes in that first
Can
drawing.
we? Can I talk? Can I st get Doug or something when they come back? Like, you guys get me the Ravens winners, and they're always great, and they're heartwarming, they're fans, and I've had them all along, and I like having doing all of that. Matter of fact, your winner from 2 years ago is a great guy that's come on part of my charity thing, because he helps people. But like, the people that dress up and go to, somebody's got to come on with it, because these are going to be fun people, right? I mean, you buy the Let's Make a Deal ticket and you win the trip to California. Oh, come on, right?
It's an exciting prize. I'm looking forward to how that goes as well. It's a cool. This
I
is
mean,
the
it's not
thing.
Roquan Smith bringing cheesecake, but it's pretty good.
But it's still pretty good. It's actually a longer trip than winning the trip with the Ravens, which is kind of quick.
And you can't lose. Well, you probably can lose. I mean, imagine you get picked and you take door number three and you get the donkey or whatever. You know, it's. I hope that. But they've already won. They get cash. They get a whole bunch of stuff,
Yeah,
right?
and they're winning a trip to Los Angeles. So, it's a great experience. And these are the kinds of things that we have going on a regular basis through My Lottery Rewards. I mean, there's no point in the year where we don't have some second chance promotion running. So there's always something. If you don't see something you like and come back in a couple of weeks, we might have something new. We also have points for drawings contests. And speaking of trips, there's a number of points for drawings opportunities that are coming up, and let me get back to that page, and I'll tell you about it. There's a choose your own vacation trip. So part of what you can
Ooh,
earn
little
when
bucket
you,
list thing there. Okay.
part of what you can earn when you enter tickets into My Lottery Rewards, if they're not specifically connected, even if they are connected with a second chance contest, they'll also help you make progress toward earning points. And you can use some of your points to enter other types of drawings that we have as part of the rewards program. And one of them that's going on now, I believe through July 1st, is choose your own vacation. So the winners of this will have the choice of a trip to Mackerel Island Resort or a trip to New Orleans or a trip to, I'm looking for the third location. And I'm not
I
finding it
think I
off.
went
Oh,
through
it's
this
New York
already.
City. It's New
Yeah, I'm
Orleans.
going to Marco Island is where I'm
New
going.
Orleans, New York, or Marco Island. Those are the three
Well,
choices.
I've been to New York. I've been to New Orleans. They're great. Super Bowl in New Orleans or something. Food in New Orleans, right? But I'm gonna go tomorrow. I need a beach. I mean, have you looked out the window here?
Yeah.
Your
It's
tan is lacking right now, Seth. We need a beach. We're gonna go to
always
Marco
lacking.
Island here this time of year, I
It
think.
seems to be, yeah, we're having a pretty foul May here, but yeah, it's a cool opportunity. So that's another thing you can do with the points that you earn just from entering tickets that you've already purchased. So there's no cost to participate in the rewards program. The only cost to you is what you've already paid for your lottery tickets. You can enter them in and have a chance to win. There are all kinds of ways to enjoy a rewards membership. So that's something that's cool. And we love that choose your own vacation because it gives people a nice choice and some really nice options too. I think I would pick New Orleans. I've never been there before, so.
I got to get to New York again too. It's too easy. It's right up the street. I got to get back, get some good pizza, do that up. Seth Elkin is here. He's making me hungry. He's making me thirsty for winnings. We're going to be doing the Maryland Lottery Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be doing that on the 5th of June. We're back out at Greenmount Station in Hampstead. I will have the Back to the Future scratch offs. You can win 10 grand. Nobody's ever won 10 grand in my presence, but I have had over the course of the 5 years, I've had two $100 winners and several $50 winners, and people go crazy. Crazy when I do give these winners out. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 13th as well. Where are you guys going to be? You spin wheels, you do stuff. There's all sorts of things happening. You're always out on weekends, and we're always this time of year, lots of festivals, and I hope the weather gets better. I mean, I was bummed out for our friends at Brew at the Zoo last week that we didn't get at least into the 70s by the end of the day on Sunday, but better days are ahead, and I know you guys are on the street all the time, but
Yeah,
Oriole games and everywhere.
we were at Brew in the Zoo. We had a nice day there Saturday and a real nice day the weekend before that. Wine in the Woods. The weather was great. But yeah, we're going to be in early June. We'll be at Druid Hill Park for the Baltimore 10 miler on June 7th. And that same weekend, June 7th and 8th, we'll be at the Capitol Jazz Fest in Columbia. And you can find us at the Beer and Barbecue Stroll in Westminster on June 14th. So lots more
I
on the
like
schedule
all of
too.
that. I like jazz. I like beer. I like barbecue.
Barbecue, especially.
I like Droodle Park. I even know how to pronounce it. He is Seth Elkin. He's with the Maryland Lottery. He communicates. On the baseball side, can we talk a little baseball before we go here? Like,
If we must, the Pirates, such as they are, if that's where you're headed, I don't know.
no, I know. I mean, the Orioles and just in general, how much of a bummer it is when your team's no good this time of year. I just Luke and I get it after it every morning. And I mean, the thing for me is seeing Jackson Holliday play well, seeing Ryan O'Hearn. When your team stinks, all you got are like a couple of good players, and you're like monitoring and saying, please get Westbrook back, please get Couser back, please win. That's all. We fired our manager since the. Oh, that's right. You fired your manager too, right?
Yeah, it is frustrating, particularly after two great seasons that they. I mean, you win 101 games a couple of years ago, and the expectations are so high. And you try to remember, look, you got a beautiful ballpark here. You got, in spite of what the weather's been here for much of May, you've got warm weather and sunny skies on the way, and a great opportunity to go out and enjoy the Orioles at the ballpark. But you have to figure there's too much talent on this team for them not to bounce back, and they will figure out a way. They'll get some of their pitchers healthy, and they'll start to turn things around a little bit. The Pirates, not so
I
much.
need some
I hold out no
optimism
hope for
here.
the
I
Pirates.
do. I'm glad that that a Pittsburgh fan could be the eternal optimist for me here. That's good.
Well, we have nothing left but optimism with the Pirates. There's nowhere to go but up, so we're used to talking that
Hey,
way.
I'm gonna say something nice about Pittsburgh. My son and his wife spent last weekend in Pittsburgh. They went up to the Warhol Museum and they walked around, and the weather was nicer there than it was here, apparently. And they love Pittsburgh. They're like, it's got like all the great things Baltimore has: the water, the walkway, things to do, things to see, places to eat. That's all. They did not do the Duquesne Incline. You've done that one?
Absolutely. Every Pittsburgher has done that several times, for sure.
I've only done it once. I did it with Coach Tomlin in 2015, and that was it was quite a ride. The whole ride was filmed on the internet. There's your homework. You can go watch that if you want. Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for the Maryland Lottery. He talks a little baseball with me. Usually when things are better for the Orioles and always awful for the Pirates, it's a lot more fun for me, except when he brings up Omar Moreno or, We Are Family or Sister Sledge. Please play responsibly. I tell everybody to do that all the time when it comes to gambling. I was out in Vegas last week. Take it easy out there. Slow your roll. Know what you're doing when you're getting involved. There's a lot of come-ons everywhere, and we always appreciate. If you have people in your life, get them the help that they need. 1-800-GAMBLERS, always there. We talk about all of that. In the meantime, if you want to have some fun, come out and join me at Greenmount Station in Hampstead next week. I will give you the Back to the Future scratch-offs, and we're close to getting Ravens season together here, right? Like soon, right? This is what happens when the Orioles stick, because I got to think about football season. So maybe my next batch of scratch-offs will be Ravens, because August is right around the corner and training camp is coming. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.